All right, we will roll right into our next media availability today, joined by Joey Logano driving the number 22 AAA Southern California Ford. We're going to open the floor for questions. Please raise your hand and wait for the wireless mic. We'll start in the back with Steve.
Steve Post, Motor Racing Network. Joey, with all the changes at Penske Racing, how important is it, not only for you and Paul, to understand each other? We can talk all about the understanding, and he sounds good. How important is it to hoist a trophy together and start things off like that?
I think it's key. You know, to be able to come out of the gates as strong as we have, you know, with the winning a duel, which is good, but ultimately coming in and winning, you know, a real points-paying race in Vegas was nice. Yeah, I look at all three Team Penske cars all being very strong out there, which was great, and it kind of shows that this change – although, yes, it's a pretty big change internally, but not everyone has to relearn the whole system at Team Penske. Everyone kind of knows who answers to who and what department does what, you know, and all that stuff internally. Everyone understands that the only thing they're learning is really their new driver. And if you have a question, oh, yeah, that guy's sitting right next to you in that office that used to be that driver's crew chief. So, you know, the transition's gone pretty smooth. And I thought the speed in our cars last week kind of showed that. And I also think there's still a lot of room for improvement, which makes me confident about the, you know, length of the runway ahead of us. So nice to get the win for sure. You know, no matter what season it is, whether we've worked together for 10 years or 1 year, but, you know, just grabbing that win early, build some confidence up, obviously, in the change that happened within the team. I think that's a big deal. And, you know, it's all about collecting as many playoff points at this point and trying to set ourselves up in the best we can for when the playoffs start.
Justin Schuler, kicking the tires. Joey, congratulations on last weekend, obviously. Talking with the Xfinity drivers just a few minutes ago, but a lot of them are worried about the seams on this track. How do you approach that?
Better pick a lane and stick to it. that's how this place works. The seams here are they're very wide, and then they have that sealer in there, and that sealer is not really grippy at all. And what you see a lot of times is cars get kind of stuck on the seams. What I mean is you kind of see these cars take a big arc down in the corner, and then they get to that last seam they need to cross, and it's just it stops, and you don't get there. And that's where a lot of passes are made when someone misses the bottom, and the car behind them is able to make the bottom. And then they're able to make a pass that way. So you just got to be smart when you cross them, especially even leaving two. You cross over them so quick that your car really just wants to take off. So, yeah, the seams are tough. They're tough. They've been there for a while, though, and it gives this place plenty of character to try to work around. This place has more, you know, little details like that, you know, a driver and team needs to overcome more than maybe any other track we go to when it comes to bumps, seams, you know, the surface wearing out, different lines. It's really hard to practice here and know what you need for the race and what lanes you're going to be racing. So it's definitely been one of those races that experiences has played a key role in being good in the race.
Come over to Jim.
Jim Peltz of the LA Times. Joey, you're one of several top drivers who have never won this race in a dozen or more tries. Why is it so hard to win here?
Boy, I wish I knew. We've been so close. We've had solid runs. We're consistently in the top five here the last few times and been close multiple times. Leading on the last lap one time, just been right there. Just haven't crossed the line first yet. So there's just so many different things that go to it. I still look at it as one of our best racetracks, even though we don't have a win. I still think it's a great racetrack for us. Been very, very close. Just like I said, everything's got to line up perfectly. And we've been close, but just haven't cut it yet.
We're going to go Lee, Tyler, then Jeff.
Lee Spencer, RacingBoys.com. Blaney stayed in a teepee this past week. Is that something you could ever envision yourself doing?
Blaine did what?
Stayed in a teepee.
He stayed in a teepee.
Yes.
No, I will never do that. No, I'm a city slicker, as they call them. I like a nice bed and air conditioning and a nice pillow. I like that. Yeah, not for me. Nope, he can go camping or do whatever the heck he did. That's good. I'm glad he had fun, though. That's good.
And as far as, you know, you and Paul and getting acclimated, how important is it to get off to putting a good notebook together when you get to Phoenix next week, since that race will decide the championship?
Yeah, I think everyone looks at, you know, Phoenix 1 now being maybe the most important race, especially early in the season, because it's going to be where you're racing for a championship possibly. So you need to, you know, really learn as much as possible. You want to have a strong run there. You want to learn from your mistakes there more than anywhere. Make sure you're clear about everything when you're done with the race, you know, and definitely one of those tracks that you'll spend more time afterwards dissecting on, you know, every little piece of it, because that's what's going to be, you know, the biggest race of the year. So understanding where we made mistakes will be important.
Tyler Burnett, MRN, as a follow-up on that from Phoenix next week, will the track condition change at all, going knowing that this is so early in the year at Phoenix and then it's going to be late in the year for the championship?
A little bit, but, you know, there's so many things that are unknown there, you know, as far as, you know, what's the track prep going to look like? You know, is there tire dragons? Is there PJ1? You know, that's going to adjust the track quite a bit from that standpoint. And how that's going to be, I don't know. And then, you know, the weather itself, yeah, it affects the track some as well. But I think more the track prep than anything will affect the way the race plays out.
Jeff Gluck from The Athletic. As far as I know, nobody's tested the short track version of this package, right? So how do you guys know what to expect and go into that race with?
That's a good question. I think a lot of it is you're just going back to, you know, 2018. You know, a race like that? Probably. You know, I would assume less downforce, less grip promotes cars moving around the racetrack more. So you'll see, I think in the long run, cars running higher, which you already kind of saw a little bit of that, especially with the track prep up there. But you're going to probably see cars move around more. We have not restarted there with the small spoilers with where the, I don't believe we have. No, we did, with the new start-finish line. So I guess I'll have to go back and rewatch some of that to understand that a little bit. You're getting ahead of me here. But I think that's I think it's going to calm down some of the restarts a little bit, but I think it's going to also make the racing throughout the run better. That's kind of my thoughts, at least to start.
Hey, Joey. Cole Cusimano, Popular Speed. So similar to last week, both you and Paul have, like, personal success at Fontana. Having that blend of success, has it made the transition between crew chiefs any easier or stress-free for you?
Yeah, I think kind of the bottom line is that we've both have had success, you know, at Team Penske in different ways, right? We've won different races, but we've both won championships. We've both run, you know, a good amount of races. Yeah, so it's just kind of taking the best from each and trying to figure out what makes the strongest from there. And that's been kind of the fun part, you know, is that obviously we look at our weaknesses and how to make those better, but more than anything, kind of right now saying, hey, here's the three things that I'm really good at. Here's the three things that Paul's really good at. And let's try to mold those together to make a, you know, this powerhouse team that we're trying to produce right now.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. Kind of along the lines of some of these other questions. So what's more important about next week? Is it the fact that it's the first race with kind of the revised short track package, or it's the race where the championship will be decided?
Probably the race that's a championship that's going to be decided there. There'll be plenty to learn about the short track package as well. We'll be taking it all in the equation. But, I mean, like we said, the facts are, I mean, you think about the way Miami was. We only race there once a year. You know, you imagine if you got to race there in the spring, what it would be like when you got there at the fall, you know, how much more preparation you would have and thought you would have after running that race. You know, in this case, we kind of get, I wouldn't call it a warm-up race because it's something that's very important still, but it is something that you're able to try something, thinking about the future quite a bit. The only thing about it is, there's so much time in between the races, you know. I mean, you got a long ways till we get back there in November, you know. So, yeah, we'll learn a lot about the race, but our cars will change a lot by the time we come back, to where some things won't apply as much, but there will definitely be a lot that transfers still. Yep.
Kathy Brown, Pitting Outside the Box. I don't think anybody's asked you this yet. In light of everything that happened in Vegas with Kyle Busch and Kevin Harvick putting the bounty down to go out there and race him, we have two Chevy drivers that have kind of stepped up and agreed to race Kyle in different races. Has the Ford Performance Group or Ford Performance drivers gotten together to decide who's going to throw their hat in the ring, maybe with Thor Sport or DGR Crossley prepared trucks to go against Kyle?
I haven't been much talk about it, to be honest with you. I've been just kind of focused in on winning cup races and beating him over here. It doesn't seem to pay the most, so we try to focus over here. I would be interested in it. Yeah, if the opportunity sat there in front of me, I would definitely take a look at it and think about doing it. Obviously, you want to make sure you have the best chance possible to go out there and have a fair shake at it. But like I said, right now, with the change that we've had, there's been a lot of time focused on getting used to our new teams over here at Team Penske, trying to align all that. So our focus has been over there, as we feel that's most important. I love the idea, though. I love the idea that Kevin threw out there to do this. It gets everyone talking about, the truck series and what that's about. You get the best of the best out there with them. It'll be kind of fun to watch. I think it draws so much attention to it, right? I mean, you would never ask me a question about a truck race if it wasn't if that didn't happen. So, kudos to Kevin for doing that and doing it for charity even better. I like it. I love the idea. If the opportunity was there, I would probably take a look at it, but I haven't been searching at this point. Yep.
Hey, Joey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Last time I saw you, we were in Long Beach. This is Gilbert, Gotcha Racing TV. Question, how does it feel to be a superstar, man? Two-part.
I don't know if I'm quite the superstar. I'm just a race car driver that a few people in this room want to talk to right now, which is good. I'm going to keep it that way. But I don't know if I feel like I'm quite a superstar by any measure.
And the next part, can you eat in peace, man, when you go out?
Uh-huh.
You can?
Oh, yeah.
Without people bombarding you with sign this and sign that and whatever?
I went to Red Robin last night. Everything was smooth. Everything was good.
We're going to close with Steve.
I sat in traffic for 2 hours from L.A. to here, and I was hungry, and that was the only place we found. So,
Steve Post and then Wolfgang.
Joey, I'll qualify this by saying I've never driven a race car, okay? What is there about the little seams in these wide corners? Why does such a small portion of the track create, and I think I understand what you talked about coming down and hooking them, but the slippery nature of it and everything, what is there about such a small portion of this track that can have such a huge impact on these cars?
Yeah, it's a good question. So the seams are 4 inches or so wide, maybe even wider in a lot of cases, and our tires aren't that wide. So you think about, you're losing a lot of your grip on it. I don't know if you guys have ever walked on the racetrack here, but if you find the seams, you can stick your finger right through the sealer. It's really soft and kind of squishy, and honestly, I don't know how it even works, but I guess it does. But you can tell that there is going to be way less grip on it just by touching it. And so when you have, a fairly narrow tire going across something that, is 4 to 6 inches long, you're losing the majority of your grip. So you just kind of get stuck on them to where you can't get lower in the corner, so you almost just got to bail and get above it, to where you can get your right sides back on asphalt. So that's usually what it is, and there's just so much of it. We talk about the seams and the sealer in between each lane, but if you look at 3 and 4 in particular in the second and third lanes, there's a lot of sealer just going across the racetrack, and that's what makes those lanes even very challenging as well. So, like I said, the experience of knowing how to deal with that stuff and knowing what you can and can't do because of what's coming up ahead of you, that's the important part here.
All right, close with Wolfgang.
Joey, you just said earlier, if I understood it correctly, when you're going back to Phoenix in November when the championship will be decided, the cars will be different. Why is that? In principle, you cannot run the same package like you run next week in case the weather conditions are similar or identical?
Just how we evolve. as a race team. You know, what wins there in the spring will not win there when you get back in the fall because everyone got better. So you have to be willing to change. And, you know, you think about all the 750 rules package races that will be in between the first Phoenix and the second Phoenix race. We're going to learn a lot, you know. We're going to learn a lot, and we're going to get better. And every other team will too. You know, so it's just evolving like anything else in this world right now. You just kind of figure more out. You learn something new every day.
Cool. Thank you very much for your time, Joey.
Great. Thank you, guys.